You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Today is June 12th, 2026. I hope everybody's doing well and you're all safe and sound. This weekend is part of the clown show at the White House. I hope you're not watching it. I'll forgive you if you are, but still, it's what a ridiculous nightmare. It's like Idiocracy come to life. And if you haven't seen Idiocracy, I wholeheartedly suggest you do, but definitely have some tranquilizers or something, some sort of drug, maybe some edibles or something when you watch it, so you know you don't freak out too much, because it's way too close to home, at least for me it does. So first and foremost, of course, I encourage everybody listening to, if you can, join the Discord, Hierarchy Discord, because it is where a lot of things happen. There's a lot of good conversations happening there. Lots of great porn, lots of instruction, etc. So I definitely encourage everybody to join up for that. It's free, okay? Like everything else, it's free. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the story that I recently posted about multiple times on the site about a faggot who named Carson, who was recently claimed by his real-life father, a straight alpha named Colby. And, you know, this story, I think it shocked some people. It was just from the feedback that I got from a few people. They were a little surprised by it, and I get this feedback every time I feature a story like this, which I don't shy away from anything like this. I don't care what people think about the stories that I write about, because Hierarchy is it's messy for sure, and there are a lot of things that kind of fold into Hierarchy that make people uncomfortable. You know, look, the mainstream people in the world are made uncomfortable by Hierarchy because they don't like to think that they're born inferior, or that people are born superior, or that that people are meant to serve like slaves. You know, which it runs counter to today's kind of idea of everybody's equal. And I think that they're uncomfortable because they recognize it deep down as the truth, but it's a truth that they want to ignore, you know? And so, Hierarchy is messy because there are a lot of primal truths in Hierarchy that we have to we have to look past. Our preconceptions of what's right and wrong, right? I certainly don't agree with everything that I publish. Like, the experiences that I publish, a lot of times I don't agree with them from a personal standpoint, but I recognize what it means for the larger exploration of Hierarchy. And I have, because I've had that attitude and embraced all of it, you know, warts and all, basically, I've learned so much, and I've been able to apply what I've learned in so many different situations, and I've helped a lot of people, you know, a lot more people than have even seen the website. I've helped people that have never even seen anything about my website or anything that I do, because I apply hierarchical principles in every aspect of my life, and I talk about it freely in my everyday life. So I'm able to, you know, help people just in the real world. So I know that it works. And I know this because I've been able to accept and embrace a bunch of things that are even uncomfortable for me, you know. Certainly, I think alpha fathers using their real life sons who are faggots as, you know, sex toys or whatever, is one of those subjects that does make me uncomfortable. I have probably some daddy issues. I've had alphas in the past that have gotten on my ass about having daddy issues because I don't like my dad, and he doesn't like me much. And so they've always accused me of having daddy issues, which maybe, I don't know, but it's just not a great subject for me. But I have recognized that hierarchically speaking, it is a very powerful thing, okay? Because hierarchy, when we see an alpha father and his alpha son, we see that alpha father relating to that alpha son as alphas also, not just father and son, but as alphas. And we see this out in the wild. I've covered it on the site. You know, Master Dino is definitely a god alpha, and Master Chad, his son, is definitely a god alpha. Master Dean is an alpha for sure, and so he relates to those alpha sons in a way that's very different from his faggot son, Jimmy. And I mean, in that situation, with Master Dino and his clan, there's a lot of sex happening between family members, you know. But the thing is, like, we see how alpha fathers relate to alpha sons in an alpha way, but what happens when an alpha father has a faggot for a son? You know, that son has certain needs that the alpha father understands hierarchically, and he has to make a decision in that moment. Like, how do I help my son? Some alphas that I have talked about in the past on the site, I've covered in the past, they would find a mentor alpha to train their faggot son instead of them, you know. Sometimes the alpha father takes it upon himself to become his faggot son's master, you know, and do the breeding, etc. And I know that those things sound kind of weird, you know, to contemplate for a lot of people. But hierarchically speaking, it is actually very natural, because alphas recognize that faggots need this. They need this kind of training, and they need this kind of use. Who better to do that than the father? Because the father is going to do what's best for his faggot son. Not, I mean, unlike somebody in the world who doesn't have a vested interest in the faggot other than as a slave, you know. An alpha father is going to take care of his faggot son, right? So, The situations that I have covered in the past have all turned out very well, even though, you know, a lot of people would be thinking that it would be a very bad thing, a very negative thing. It's not, really. Now, in the case of Master Colby and his son, Carson needed someone, you know, and he was fixating on his father and his alpha brother. He was stealing their underwear and sniffing them, etc. And so clearly Carson needed some guidance, and Master Colby was paying attention to this because he recognized his son was a faggot. So he took it upon himself to take control of Carson and, you know, basically started off, you know, using him as his cocksucker, and then he mounted him and bred him in the shower, et cetera, and deflowered Carson. So, like, Master Colby was Carson's first alpha, and it was his father, you know. Now, of course, he's an adult. We're talking about adults here, not children. So, but it, you know, it's a taboo subject, right, in the world. But ultimately, though, Master Colby recognized that his son needed something. You know, he needed some guidance and some training. And so he took it upon himself to do that. Again, this is not the first time that I've covered this. Master Dino, you know, has fucked Jimmy multiple times, his son. As have Jimmy's two alpha brothers. And they look at Jimmy not as their brother or their son, but as a faggot who is meant to serve, which ultimately that's what a faggot is, right? If we want to just break down what a faggot is, sure. I mean, they look at this faggot, Jimmy, or in the case of Carson, you know, Master Colby looks at Carson as his son, but him being a faggot kind of takes away the real urgency isn't what kind of son will he be, but what kind of faggot will he be. And so that changes the dynamic between them. Again, I'm just trying to explain this, I guess. I was contacted. I never put this on the website, and I've never talked about it until now, but there was an alpha that I met who at the time was in Venezuela, and he had a faggot son, and I was talking to both of them, and the father reached out to me in kind of desperation because he didn't know what to do with his teenage, I think the faggot was 18 years old. He didn't know what to do with his 17 or 18. He didn't know what to do with his faggot son. He knew he was a faggot, but he didn't know what to do. And I eventually got into conversations with both of them. And the father managed to escape Venezuela. I mean, Venezuela is not a great country. And he escaped to Brazil. And in Brazil, they were new, like almost refugees. And they were kind of staying in some sort of like hostel-like environment where there were multiple people around. And there was an alpha there who decided that he would, the father was kind of collaborating with this other alpha who was in this kind of refugee camp to handle his son and train his son. But this guy raped his son instead, and so this alpha father beat him up very badly, and then he decided to take on being the master for his son. And I haven't heard from them in a little while, but it was very touching in a way. I don't know why I didn't feature the story on the site. I felt it was I thought it was going to be too much pressure for them, and I guess they were in kind of a precarious situation, and I didn't want to add any more pressure to them. So I chose not to put the story on the site. But again, these alpha fathers, we shouldn't judge them harshly for what they choose to do. First of all, I don't know why we would be judging alphas in the first place. But the other thing is, you have to understand these alpha fathers are frustrated and concerned for their faggot sons, and they don't know what to do. And this has been common for every alpha father who's faced with this dilemma. You know, they want to make sure that their faggot son is safe and understands his purpose as a faggot, and so they take it very seriously. I mean, I commend all these alpha fathers because they take it very seriously, they feel like it's a commission. It's like something that they're meant to do. They have this son who has special needs, and they're trying to take care of those needs to the very best of their ability as straight males, you know, as straight alphas. And I commend all these fathers, including Master Colby, in this situation, because I think Carson is really benefiting from Master Colby using him and training him. And soon he's going to lock Carson in chastity, and they're going to go through that experience together. And I think it's healthy, you know. And I guess with this podcast episode, I think I want to just kind of explain my perspective on this phenomenon, which when I started the website 11 years ago, I never thought that this was a situation I was going to encounter over and over again, but I have, and I do find it very fascinating. And I hope that I'm not losing people because of me covering it. I'm not going to back down from it. I've never really tried to back down from anything, no matter what kind of criticism I've gotten or the death threats I've gotten or whatever in the past. I've never shied away from it because I want to cover the entire breadth of hierarchy, honestly. So I'm glad you guys are all with me on this journey of discovery. Hierarchy continues to surprise me. Fascinate me, I guess. So, that's all I really wanted to say, I think. Guess what? I am just a few days away from being released from probation. My nightmare of the last 6 years or so is almost over. And I'm very excited about this, as you might imagine, because I'm going to go get my passport and get my ducks in a row so that I can go and visit baby boy. And I'm going to hold him in my arms and just be so grateful that we made it. The two of us made it. I met him on this website years and years ago. And it's been a long journey, as you guys, many of you long-term readers know. And the next chapter is here, and I can't wait. So, anyway, thank you very much for taking the time to spend it with me a little bit. I hope you have a great week coming up, and I love you. Bye!